Track 4. We are on the side of motorists, says Minister. We are on the side of motorists, says a government minister, as a lengthy closure of the main road in and out of Newton Abbot gets underway. Roads and Buses Minister Simon Lightwood MP said it was great to hear that work had started on improvements to the A382. Thanks to government funding, motorists in Devon will get from A to B quicker, the MP said. This scheme will be delivered sustainably and will provide safer journeys as well as more options for walking, wheeling and cycling. The minister's comments came as local councillors visited the site this week. Councillors were briefed on the £50 million scheme, which aims to help ease congestion, improve safety and encourage active travel. To achieve this end, the A382 has now closed at White Hills Junction for around 11 months. Once the roundabout at White Hills is complete, the work will move to Forshers Cross, where there'll be a further closure for 12 months. Councillor Dan Thompson, Cabinet Minister for Devon County Council for Highways Management, said, "It is impossible to undertake this sort of development without some disruption, but every effort is going into minimising that as much as possible, which is why a lot of planning has gone into managing the diversions and ensuring access to businesses near the A382 will be maintained throughout. Diversion routes options are in place via the A383 and B3193, with access to local businesses being maintained throughout the duration of the scheme. The diversion routes are being monitored to enable the quickest diversion route to be displayed in real time on 17 variable message signs, VMS, in key areas so people can choose the quickest route for their journey. In addition to the aforementioned traffic management measures, Greycoat Lane is now one way, Ringsley Road is closed southbound, and temporary traffic signals have been installed at the junction of Clay Lane and Clay Pits Way. The improvement scheme is being funded by Government, Devon County Council and Teignmouth District Council. It builds upon the first phase of improvements to the A382 and the A382 to A383 Link Road.
Former Land Army girl Kathy turns 100. A former Land Army girl has celebrated her 100th birthday at a Teignmouth care home. Ethel Mould, known as Kathy, was joined by family and other residents at Croft Lodge to mark the occasion. The celebration brought together Kathy's loved ones from across the country. Residents, guests and staff gathered in the lounge, which was transformed for the occasion with live music, buffet and a birthday cake for the inspiring centenarian. Kathy, who served in the Women's Land Army during World War II, is known for her kindness, wit and wonderful stories. Following the war, she dedicated her working life to caring for others as a healthcare assistant in hospitals. Speaking about her love for travel and cars, Kathy said, "I used to love to drive fast in my red Jag with the wind in my hair, but you can't do that these days." Kathy's family described the day as very special, thanking the team at Croft Lodge for going above and beyond. A highlight of the afternoon was a performance by a live singer, along with residents singing along, dancing and enjoying the music. Sharon Jerwood, registered manager at Croft Lodge, said, "Kathy is an absolute treasure and it was a real privilege to celebrate her 100th birthday. The warmth, love and laughter in the room was everything we could have hoped for. Kathy's life story is full of strength, compassion and adventure, and we want to honour that in a special way that felt truly special for her. We're so grateful to her family for joining us and to the team here who made it a day to remember."
Dawlish is worried about e-bike hazards. E-bikes are continuing to cause trouble for residents in Dawlish, with complaints of riders using them dangerously. Police have said that they will be cracking down following reports of intimidation and antisocial behaviour involving the bikes. In a report to town councillors, officers said that they'd identified addresses where e-bikes were kept after several reports of them being used in Curlew Way. A spokesman said, "Parents and children riding bikes have been visited and strong words of advice given. Bikes photographed and will be seized with Road Traffic Act powers if there are any further reports of antisocial behaviour. Dawlish Police also said there is continuing intelligence development around e-bikes being used in crime. Now there are reports of both e-bikes and e-scooters zooming around along various residential streets. Some riders are wearing dark clothing with no lights and speeding with fears that an accident is going to happen. Elm Grove Road has been reported as one location where the riders have been causing problems. One parent said, "I'm genuinely concerned as they're zooming up and down so fast, and with the speed that the cars go along, there's sure to be an accident soon." Other report the bikes going down the middle of the road with no lights and the riders not wearing helmets. One driver said he was zooming down the middle of the road the last time and missed him by an inch with no light or helmet. There was a report of a boy being hurt after a collision with an e-scooter, with claims that the injuries he sustained were the equivalent of being involved in a high-speed car crash. Devon and Cornwall Police has already seized hundreds of e-bikes and scooters which have been illegally modified, ridden without insurance, involved in serious crime or used in a crime. In August, officers in Plymouth carried out an operation to keep roads safe and address public concerns, targeting illegally modified e-bikes and focusing on dangerous bikes and reckless drivers. Electric bikes can be ridden without a licence or insurance by anyone over the age of 14.
Blaze leaves building and car 100% damaged. A barn in the Teengrace area was 100% damaged by fire. Crew from Ashburton, Bobby Tracy, Newton Abbott and Torquay were called at around 6:30 a.m. on Friday, October the 3rd. Two fire engines and a water bowser were initially mobilised, but a further two appliances were soon called as the building was well alight, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service have said. Crews are tackling the fire using two breathing apparatus and two 51mm jets, a spokesperson for the fire service said. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue confirmed that one derelict building, measuring 20 metres by 20 metres over two floors, and one car were both 100% damaged by fire.
Ponies blessed at pet service as church welcomes priest to sorrow. Dogs, a tortoise and two ponies. Those were the animals to receive blessings at Tamebridge Church Service. All Saints Church, Coombe in Teenhead, held its special pet service on Sunday, September the 28th. And suffice to say, it was not just your average service, for not only were the dogs, as one might expect, but the two pony Dartmoor ponies and the tortoise, but that wasn't all. The service was extra special as the congregation welcomed its new House for Duty priest. Hailing from Nigeria, Priest of Sorrow was amazed to see such a church full of pets. Churchwarden Claire Reeford said, "Many thanks go to Hugh McCormack, who officiated the service, and to all of our wonderful congregation who brought along their pets. Here's to next year's pet service, and maybe some llamas and alpacas can join us."
Plans to demolish a derelict Dawlish Manor House and build homes in its place have been rejected by planners. Submitted to Tinbridge District Council by Hannon Homes, they sought permission to demolish Fairfield House, which was ravaged by fire in 2018 following an arson attack, and build three two-storey homes. But the council refused to grant planning permission, saying that the proposed development, by reason of its suburban character, would adversely affect the character and appearance of the open countryside.